And welcome to the Sportscast, January 31st, 2018. We have Ryan Krista with us. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Santiago. How are you? Good to join you today.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us, Ryan, what are your predictions for the Super Bowl this weekend?
I think all sports fans, I'm neutral. My team isn't in. I just want a good game. It's interesting the Eagles played so well against the Vikings. Hopefully they didn't use up all their luck. And Nick Foles played, a near perfect game. Hope he can replicate that against the Patriots this week. And I think the Patriots. They're going for their sixth Super Bowl for a reason. They're Brady and Belichick might be the best combination that ever was. The Jaguars played a near-perfect game a couple weeks ago. I'm still going to beat them. Hopefully the Eagles were able to bring enough pass rush and to make Brady feel uncomfortable, get the ball out quickly. They got decent secondary, and hopefully stay in front of the quick wide receivers of the Patriots. The Eagles' advantage on offense is going to be they got great running backs, got Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement. They got to control the clock and keep Tom Brady off the field, because their offense can be their best defense Sunday.
How's Nick Foles' confidence? You think he's 100%?
You would think so. After that last game, he's got to be pretty confident. If we asked Eagles fans, a month and a half ago when Carson Wentz went there or tore his ACL, they thought the season was over. But the Eagles are lucky to have a good veteran quarterback who can come in and kind of run the offense. Props to the coaches for kind of making some adjustments, moving Nick Foles around a little bit, more of a run-pass option. More of a collegiate style offense that he was successful in Philadelphia a couple years ago with Chip Kelly, and implementing some of those things to make him feel as comfortable as possible.
So on paper, the Eagles have a better defense than the Patriots, but the Patriots have a better offense.
Yeah, I would say so. Patriots are a dynamic offense. They're going to, hopefully Gronkowski is healthy enough to play, and they just move the ball around. You got to cover everybody. You got to cover the wide, the running backs out of the backfield, the tight end on the middle, and, Brandon Cooks down the sidelines, and Danny Amendola, running all over the field. It's a tough matchup for any defense, but, I think the Eagles have had a great year. I don't know if I think they've outperformed their talent level, so, hopefully they bring it for another game here on Sunday.
Alex Smith trade. Was this a bigger trade than the Blake Griffin trade?
I think they're both big in their own right. Obviously, this trade affects, not only Alex Smith, but it affects Kirk Cousins, because that's basically the Redskins saying, Kirk Cousins, we're done with you. Time to move on. So really, and then that also affects that the Chiefs are going ahead with Patrick Mahomes. They drafted him 10 for a reason last year, so they feel like he's ready to go, and his time is now.
What do you think?
There's a lot of teams. All those teams. It's interesting because we have a great quarterback draft coming up with Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen,
the guy from
Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. Those are all great quarterbacks. They all could go in the first round, and now you've added, another franchise quarterback out in the market. So one of the, the Broncos, the Jets, the Bills, the Giants, those teams, who don't have a quarterback on the roster past this year, they're going to be looking to the Browns, they're going to be looking for a quarterback, you know, if it's going to be Kirk Cousins or is it going to be through the draft, you know, that's time will tell in the next couple weeks.
Is Blake Bortles enough for Jaguars to win a Super Bowl?
He was pretty darn good in the, you know, the last two games of the playoffs, you know. They won in spite of him against the Bills, you know. Like, they won because of his running ability, not of his passing ability. They're a very simple offense with Blake Bortles. You know, they can't do a lot of, you know, passing, NFL-style passing because, you know, he, you know, doesn't have the confidence. You know, he's got a big arm, big guy. You see a lot of the same offenses that the Steelers ran in the early days with Ben Roethlisberger. You know, just don't make any mistakes. You know, run the ball first. You know, when it push came to shove against the Patriots when they needed a big play in the passing game, it just wasn't there, even though he played a great game overall. You know, do they go after Kirk Cousins? I think that's a team that, you know, you're in front of a great quarterback right now, and that's, you know, that's a championship team.
What's the Blake Griffin?
Because they have a great defense.
Do you think Clippers just want to start over, or you think it's just, you know, Detroit got a good deal, or?
With any trade, time will tell, you say. It's really interesting with Blake Griffin. He just signed a 5-year, you know, $173 million contract, you know, not that long ago, you know, over the summer. And then, you know, a couple of months, he's going to make it to the All-Star break, and they want him out. You know, that's puzzling to me. The Pistons, I think, had one thing in mind, and that's to sell tickets, you know. The way this team is constructed now, with Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin, yeah, I got the Little Caesars Arena down in downtown Detroit, and right now they're only selling at an 83% clip, which is second to last in the NBA to the Hawks.
That's worse than Miami,
so, you know,
too.
You know, I think this move, yeah. So I think this move is all about selling tickets. You know, right now Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond aren't, you know, doing it at the box office, but you're at, you know. You know, a face
plus,
that people
know
in Blake Griffin.
Team like Detroit can't get a free agent like that. So the only way they could do it is via a trade.
Yeah. Unfortunately, now you got a lot of money locked up, you know, in these players, you know, Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson, now Blake Griffin. You're really, your hands are tied, and you just gave away your first round pick to the Clippers. So where does this team go from here? You got to, you know, find some diamond in the rough players, you know, to fill up this roster for next year and beyond. That's the price they're paying for, you know, bringing in such a huge contract like Blake Griffin. But in the with the Clippers, you know, this interest, they didn't, Blake Griffin's missed a lot of time this year, and they're playing above 500 basketball. So, you know, they're saying, you know, We're going to move on to them because we're just as good without them right now as they are with them. You know, they found some great, you know, Lou Williams is playing great this year for them. You know, so we'll see where they go. And but in the same right, Lou Williams is also probably on a trading block just like DeAndre Jordan. So it's going to be interesting to see beyond this year if Doc Rivers is willing to be part of a rebuild or is he just done and moves on. There's, you know, the
history will tell.
The insiders are saying that the mood in the locker room just, you know, with Doc Rivers isn't real, you know, isn't a positive, you know, and that's why you're seeing stars as soon as they leave, like Chris Paul, J.J. Redick, speak out and say, you know, Doc isn't promoting a winning culture right now.
Yeah.
For all the talent they have, they've never gotten out of the second round of the Clippers, so.
Yeah, it was just not enough, or maybe it was just the Golden State Dynasty era, just, you know, it's just like this, like very equivalent to the Knicks back in the 90s with Jordan. They couldn't win it or pass the Eastern Conference. But anyways, we're going to close this cast. What's your final score, prediction score for the Super Bowl?
I am going to say 23-17 Patriots with a last-minute touchdown by Tom Brady. What do you say, Santiago?
I would think the Patriots will win it by a touchdown, not a field goal. I think a touchdown by seven points. It might be high scoring. I got a feeling it might be like a 31-24. Oh, well,
That's a solid prediction.
Yeah, it's solid.
Who else do you think is going to be moved at the NBA trade deadline?
Oh, when is the trade deadline going to be?
I believe it's about a week from now.
I haven't heard. Oh, I've been hearing DeAndre Jordan to Cleveland. That might be the biggest one. I think Clippers might have one more thing up their sleeve. What do you think?
I do. I think they're going to move DeAndre Jordan, move his contract. Also, I don't think you're going to see a lot of big name players move, but you're going to see a lot of good teams trying to get better. Name to watch out for is Tyreek Evans from Memphis right now, averaging almost 20 points a game, certainly to be traded because he's probably not part of the long-term future of the Grizzlies.
You think the Heat are a solid top four team in the East?
They're playing right now, Santiago. I mean, if I had a vote for Coach of the Year, no doubt it's going to Eric Spoelstra. Doing more with less. He's getting everybody to buy in on the defensive end. I think Goran Dragic is playing probably the best basketball of his career. They're just a solid team. They're not a championship team, but they're a team that should, in Eastern Conference, win a series or two. Are they better than the Raptors or Cavaliers or Celtics? Probably not, but that's, they got a good foundation. It's going to be interesting to see where they go in this offseason and beyond.
They're only a half game away from Cleveland, but I think Miami will definitely be in the semis back where they were, I think, 3 years ago was the last time they went. So they look good.
In the next couple weeks, you're going to look for a date and you're going to say, that's the day the Cavaliers flip the switch and they're going to, once they turn it on, they're going to turn it on. They always, the pattern of, Cleveland in the last couple of years is they kind of have that December, January low, they get bored because, when you've played in the finals the last 3 years, the regular season, seems long, they don't bring the effort every game, trying to, fit in Isaiah Thomas. I think as you see February rolls along, you're going to see this team turn it on and probably turn it up towards when the playoffs come.
I've been hearing a lot of people saying it just doesn't look like they'll do it this year, but don't underestimate LeBron.
You know, Santiago, the one thing you never do in the NBA is don't turn your back on LeBron James. He's that one from generational player. It doesn't matter what who's on his team. When the fourth quarter comes in a pivotal game, he can win the game single-handedly.
And with the East.
Is it enough to beat?
Yeah. Like, the East is not strong. It's still, it's stronger than it was years before, but it's still,
The team I want to watch out for in the East is right now is the Milwaukee Bucks.
Ever since they fired
Jason Kidd, they've been playing very good basketball. And right now they're going to get
fired.
It's just weird how it happens. I'm not quite sure this intern coach, Joe Prundy, is the long-term answer, but they're playing hard for him, and they're going to get their second most talented player on the roster back this week, and that's Jabari Parker. So, I'm going to watch out for the Bucks to make a run, getting better towards the playoffs. That's what's puzzling about this trade for the Pistons. Everybody in the Eastern Conference is trending up right now, and the Pistons, even though they're 19, it just seems like they're ways away from everybody else in this conference. Are the Wizards going to fall that far back without John Wall? That might be the only way that the Pistons get in the playoffs, I'm looking at. Because the Pacers are playing solid basketball. The Sixers have the best record in the Eastern Conference since Christmas break. At Christmas time, so to me, it's like, where do the Pistons fall in with this trade? Yeah, they got better, but I don't know if anybody else is going to get that much worse in the Eastern Conference.
Well, we'll see what happens. All-Star break's coming up. We got to come to a close of this cast. Thanks for coming on, Ryan. We'll see you in the future, probably.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, Santiago. God bless.
Have a good day. Bye.